We're in a political era that's testing journalistic norms. For example, some news outlets that typically avoid the word lie are using it to describe some false statements by President Trump. Now, student activists at Harvard are calling for another change. They want the campus newspaper to stop seeking comment from ICE, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. As WBUR's Kellen Borchers reports now, this is the latest challenge to some long-held ideas about how the media should work.
Here's some conventional wisdom among journalists. When the president holds a news conference, cable news channels show the whole event live.
Elements of what we've been doing over the last 3 days, but this just came up.
But lately, you might have noticed more of this happening.
We hate to do this, Washington Post. But the president isn't telling the truth.
That's MSNBC's Nicole Wallace interrupting President Trump during a September news conference. Wallace took the unusual step of breaking in to correct a false claim about Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. TV host Greta Van Susteren, who's worked for MSNBC, Fox News, and CNN, says many journalists are reconsidering the notion that a president's remarks are automatically newsworthy.
There's nothing wrong with good judgment, so use your best judgment. And the one advantage we do have is that there are so many news outlets that if one news outlet doesn't take it, another will.
And several of those news outlets use former White House spokespeople, like Nicole Wallace, on the air. That's another standard practice in the media. TV regulars include Dana Perino, Ari Fleischer, and George Stephanopoulos. Oh, and one more.
Dancing the Cha-Cha with his partner Lindsay, it's Sean Spicer.
The visuals alone of Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars were certainly nothing that we had ever seen before.
Margaret Sullivan is a media columnist for The Washington Post and former public editor of The New York Times. She says Spicer's tendency to cha-cha past factual realities, like, say, Trump's inauguration crowd size, is also something we've never seen before.
Of course, we know all politicians spin. Press secretaries try to put the right emphasis on things. That's something that we're used to and is relatively normal in the political realm, but there was nothing normal about that.
Dancing with the Stars judges have their own complaints about Spicer.
You were offbeat most of the dance.
And your hip action, at times, it looked like they were setting cement to your hips.
But some Trump administration critics say the real issue with Spicer is that he was different from his White House predecessors. They argue his statements veered past spin, and therefore he deserves different treatment from the media. The same thinking animates activists' beef with the Harvard Crimson newspaper. In a petition, they suggest Immigration and Customs Enforcement is different under Trump. They accuse the agency of, quote, retaliating against those who speak out against them. So the activists say the Crimson should not ask for comment, even if that means ignoring a core tenet of journalism ethics.
We need to humanize the stories, but then don't put the people in danger.
Angelica Serrano-Roman represents students on the board of the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. She says she gets why a group that advocates for undocumented immigrants might be afraid to attract ICE's attention. But Serrano-Roman also says that if activists stage a public demonstration calling for the abolishment of ICE, as they did at Harvard, they should understand why reporters felt compelled to give ICE a chance to respond.
We need the perspective of the administration, too, because when we interview the administration, we know more things.
That's essentially the explanation that Crimson leaders offered in a note to readers. The paper declined an interview request, as did the activist group. Hugo Balta, the president of the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, also sides with the Crimson in this one, but he says a more prominent newspaper, the New York Times, recently got it wrong when reporting on a different story related to immigration.
They were missing in their storytelling cultural competency.
Balta's talking about coverage that followed two mass shootings over the summer. In one, Latinos were targeted by a gunman who echoed President Trump's rhetoric about an invasion at the southern border. When Trump changed his tone after the shootings, the Times front page headline read, "Trump urges unity versus racism."
That headline is a reflection of a newsroom that came up with a headline that is factually correct, but missed the point.
The Times was flooded by criticism that it let Trump off the hook by ignoring a history of divisive comments. The paper changed the headline in later editions. Balta, who's also a senior producer at MSNBC, says the media's old "just the facts, ma'am" mantra doesn't cut it anymore. He says the facts demand more context than ever. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.